Okay, so the Whalebone Box, which is exclusive to Mubi, which is the latest fantastically inventive art house production from Andrew Cotting. If you're a regular listener, you'll know that I have a huge fondness for Andrew Cotting's work. I raved about Leck and the Dogs a couple of years ago. I've been a fan of his work, you know, right back to the days of Gallivant and Filthy Earth and, you know, By Ourselves and Edith Walks and now this. So the way that he makes films, they're kind of like collages. They're like multimedia collages, and they often involve quests. So in this film, the Whalebone Box in question is a box made from the bone of a whale, the bones of a whale. The whale was washed up, or this is what we're told, as with all of Cotting's films, you're never sure how much is true and how much is invention. The whale was washed up on the shores of the Isle of Harris over 30 years ago. It was made into this box, which came into the possession of Ian Sinclair, who's a regular collaborator with Andrew Cotting. He's like an author and a psychogeographer, somebody who's very, very interested in psychogeography. And he decided that what he wanted to do was to take the box back to its birthplace, effectively, on the beach in Harris. So Andrew Cotting, Anonymous Bosch, the pinhole photographer, and Ian Sinclair carry this box on this pilgrimage up to take it back to the place where it came from. That's one story. The other story that's intertwined is a journey into the dreams of Eden Cotting, who is an artist and the muse and daughter of Andrew Cotting, and is featured in much of his work, and they share a studio together, and you know, there's a very, very sort of key bond there. There really is nobody else making films like Andrew Cotting at the moment. And as you can hear from me describing it, they're not films that can be very easily described through, you know, simple language or plot. I think the best way of describing it is to say that you can feel the legacy of Derek Jarman in what Andrew Cotting is doing with collage and with cut up and with taking all these different disparate elements and putting them together to find connections between them. In some ways, there's a kind of DIY handmade thing which links him to a tradition which is currently also embodied by Mark Jenkin, who made Bait, and, you know, made Bait, you know, clockwork cameras, shooting it and then developing it himself, you know, in his studio in Newlyn. And it's actually no surprise to discover that Mark Jenkin and Andrew Cotting are sort of collaborative friends. In fact, Mark Jenkin is quoted on the publicity for Whalebone Box. What the film deals with is many of the usual subjects that Andrew Cotting's movies deal with history, with geography, with mythology, with happenstance, with chance, coincidence. And as I said, the films are like collages. You get fragments of movie soundtracks. You get bits of poetry. You get bits of unearthly song. There's a bit when MacGillivray performs this song, which is like a murdered mermaid song that sounds like a whale floating in outer space. But the most important thing about it is it is a film all the way through that's about duality. It's about two things. So there's two journeys. The central figure is a whale. A whale is a mammal that lives in the water. There's a moment we have seen a bit of footage of a whale coming out of the water, and somebody says that will be like going into outer space. It's about the moment, the place where the land meets the sea, where past meets present. And right at the heart of it is the journey of this box, which actually exists in two different versions, the real version of the box and the box that exists in Eden Cotting's dreams. The best way of recommending the film to you is this. I struggle to remember a film that has more perfectly and perhaps even accidentally portrayed the unbreakable and beautiful bond between a father and a daughter. And it does so in such a way that I've now seen the film twice, and both times I laughed, I cried, and I was really, really moved by it. It's not for everyone, because what Andrew Cotting is doing is very, very experimental cinema. But particularly at this moment, when these kind of films are to the forefront because all the blockbusters have gone away, if you get a chance, I think it's almost Andrew Cotting's most accessible work, despite how, you know, how kind of crazy it sounds from what I've just described. And the one of the reasons it's so accessible is it has this absolute bond of love at the heart of it, and there's no other way of describing it. I'm welling up even talking about it now. I found it profoundly moving, and I think it's great. And it's called The Whalebone Box, and it's on Mubi.